coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
What's up, everybody? We are here with Gina Starr. What's going on?
I'm fucking tired.
Just got off of work?
Huh?
Just got off of work?
I went to work all day today.
Goddamn.
And I worked all day. I'm fucking sore. Fucking tired. It's fight week.
Motherfuckers. Congratulations. How the fuck did we make this fight happen? You and Miss Savage are good friends. How the fuck did we make this fight happen?
Because they make you fight legitimate pros instead of amateurs making their debut. So I had to fucking fight a friend. I guess I don't fucking know. I was trying to fight Dina Dime, but they're like, yeah, her pro record's not good enough. I'm like, well, the fucker, she got one. But I don't know. So it was, message Jenny, hit up Jenny, you know. I mean, it was weird, you know, because people have been hounding her for a minute to do bare knuckle, and she's like, I don't know what to do to that. Fuck, why would I want to do that for? But, you know, I mean, people's minds changes, people's shit change, fucking pandemic year, it's fucking rough, it's fucking Christmas month, you know, all that shit. We got kids, I get it. So That's when it came to be. We talked about it and stuff on the phone and whatnot. We're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go get paid. All right. It's best to help a friend pay bills and fucking make Christmas happen than a fucking stranger anyway. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we're all for it. We're going to go out there. We're going to, you know, beat the shit out of each other and fucking entertain the masses and, you know, do.
Where did you get the shirt at? That's what I want.
And you're just another mister. So this is a tough fight. You know, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, Miss Savage is a tough opponent. You're number three ranked. I mean, you guys, what's your strategy like? What's training been? Knowing that you're gonna be fighting your friend, and
you know what? I mean, I've fought friends before. I mean, not, you know, anybody. I mean, I don't know. I like Jenny. I used to help match her fights, fucking manage her. I've been in her corner. I've coached her through her first professional win. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, you know, there is a little bit different of a bond there. You know, I mean, she's not just someone I like off Facebook. Like, I know this chick, you know what I mean? Like, we had like one of those moments, and, you know, I mean, just good fucking people, you know. And no, she ain't no bitch. She ain't no bitch at all. She's fucking tough as fuck. You know, she takes on legitimate, you know, legitimate fights against legitimate opponents. You know, there's no record padding with this girl at all. You know what I mean? So, you know, she's tough. She worked really hard, and, you know, the strategy going in, I mean, we respect each other so much that, I mean, we're not holding back. You know what I mean? We're not holding back at all. I mean, you know, we ain't going to give, you know, no pity or hold back or any of that shit, because that shit's for the fucking weak. And we're not weak. So, you know what I mean? As far as fight strategy goes, I mean, it's bare knuckle, man. I mean, you don't have one. I mean, if you have one going in there, you're going to have a false sense of reality and you're going to have a fucking bad day. You know what I mean? So, you know, just, you know, do what we do. Do what we train to do. You know, I mean, I have three bare knuckle fights. I have two at BKFC, and then I have one over at BYB in that fucking triangle phone booth. You know, so I got, more experience, you know, definitely, you know, more experience on, you know, the bare knuckle side. You know, I know what to expect. I remember what it felt like before I walked out for my first bare knuckle fight, you know, and it's like, going up your first fight, you know, at all, you know, I mean, there's different rules, ain't got no gloves. The process, you know, before you go fight is completely fucking different from like MMA, you know, you gotta get your hands wrapped and gloved and, you know, warming up on mitts and how you warm up. And I mean, bare knuckle, I mean, all that shit's fucking different. It's totally two different deals. And I'm already familiar with all that, you know, so I'm good to go. All right, cool. Just another day in the office. And, you know, it's going to be her first time going through that first cycle on there. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I know Jenny's looking forward to it too. And I kind of asked her, you know, a better person to, you know, share the squared circle with and, you know, get to welcome her properly and everything. So,
yeah. And what I respect so much about you, you're a full-time mom. You're also a full-time worker. You have a gig on side, like you work a full gig. You have a job, mm-hmm. and you know, being able to balance that out with training.
There's Tom McGuire on here. Fuck that guy. I'm sorry. He doesn't like gay people. He thinks gay people are the scum of the earth and need to rot in hell, and they don't deserve to share the same air we do. So fuck you, Don McGuire. Anyways.
Done.
All right. It's okay. I was just letting him know.
Wow.
Well, oh no, you said that about Dakota. All right, Dakota Cronson. All right, Dakota. Fucking BKFC fighter, fucking awesome fucking guy, you know, and he's just, I don't appreciate people that hate people for, you know, for who they are, regardless of who they are. They could be great people, the greatest people on earth. That's how I judge you. You know what I mean? I don't care about your sexual orientation or any of that. I think anybody that, you know, just it's called discrimination. we don't play that. But anyways.
Oh, assholism.
What's that?
It's called being an asshole.
Yeah, it's okay. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but don't try to shove it on me. So, anyways, yeah, you know, this fight with me and Jenny, it's good. Looking forward to it. You know, no trash talk or anything with this girl. You know, she's just there's nothing not bad I can say about her. If there was, I probably wouldn't anyways. I respect anybody that does the same thing I do and, you know, puts in the work to do it. And, you know, on top of it, she's going to school and she's a mom too. And, you know, it's just a lot of respect, a lot of respect and love going on here. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a fight, you know, come fight day, it's, you know, we're leaving it all in there and, you know, we're going to do what we do. We're going to put on a show. And yeah, man.
Right. And what else, and again, going back to my original point before I was interrupted, I apologize about that. But like, you know, being able to balance out all these different things and all these different things going on in your life, with work, being a mm-hmm. mom, everything like that, and still being able to go out in the ring and still pursue your passions, pursue the fight game. Was this a short term, like a short notice fight, or was this building with, up months?
With Jenny, yeah, it was kind of weird how I was matched with a girl out of Colorado. Her name was Darla Harris. And something, so it was a medical or a physical limitation or something kind of pretty much out of her control that, pulled her from the competition. And, that sucks. And hopefully we can see her at a future event coming up here in, you know, sometime next year, maybe. And then they're like, well, I don't know if they were replacing it or not. And some time went by and then they're like, well, you know, we'll just, I don't know if we'll be able to replace it, plan to, you know, help work corners or work cuts. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And, you know, I mean, it was kind of a downer because, you know, it's a significant less amount of money than I was planning on. So I picked up double shifts at work. So I'm so tired right now because I've been working so much and training and everything else.
Yeah.
So I picked up all those shifts at work. And then last week on like Wednesday, they're like, you fight Jenny Savage? I'm like, fucking what? Say that one more time. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, if they're down, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, that would, let's do it. So I switched from going to, you know, work corners and work cuts to get some fighting again. So now it's like, you know, double crunch time, and, you know, I'm working and trying to get up for it. So yeah, it was like a week's notice, I think 10 days or some shit like that. I don't know who fucking counts anymore. Usually we're always like fight ready, but, you know, I was like in camp, but, you know, dropped out of full camp a little bit, you know, just so I could pick up some extra hours at work.
Thanks, Bobo.
So you've been just working your ass off this entire holiday season.
Yeah, I am fucking tired of shit. Bobo is awesome too. Bobo also just stepped up for a last minute fight as well against a very game opponent. He's our new main event coming this Friday. Unfortunately, Mark Godbeer came down with COVID, had a positive COVID test. Yeah, I know. It's such a bummer, man. And a result from having that. Oh, sorry, my sinuses. Result from having that COVID gave him double pneumonia, and there's just, I mean, he's on antibiotics, everything. I mean, it's just, there's no way you can recover in that, you know, amount of time, and, you know, have a big fight like that, and, you know, he can't breathe. So, you know, unfortunately, that pulled him out, and you know, he's not able to compete this event, but. I hear he'll be back. He'll be back sometime late spring, I think March or February or something like that. So hopefully we still get to see Mark, you know, this weekend, because, I mean, he's not contagious anymore, but, you know, he's just not feeling that well. But, you know, Bobo, you know, he stepped up. He just fought on the last damn card, and, you know, he just stepped up on a couple days' notice basically to fight Sam Schumacher, you know, from –
Was that Toe the Line in Daytona? Was that where he fought last?
I don't think it was. I think it was BKFC in Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew I seen him somewhere, but I couldn't remember where I seen him at. He fought.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a Miami card. Well, you can correct me if I'm wrong. you know.
He was here in Florida.
Oh, somewhere. Tampa. Okay, Tampa. So that was Toe the Line series. Okay, yeah. That's right, because that was Toe the Line, because he fought on the same card as my boy Jay Fish did. So, yep, that's it.
I think he broke the guy's hand with his head.
Something, man. I don't know, man. Bare knuckles kind of brutal like that, bro. So, you know, you'll get that. But, you know, Bobo, he's an awesome dude. He's a hard worker. And, you know, I'm glad he was not only healthy enough, but, you know, definitely available to, you know, step up and, you know, take that fight. Sam Schumacher, his last fight, he actually tested positive for COVID, and he was matched up against Josh Burns, on the Kansas City card. And, I think it was Kansas City. See, I don't even fucking know anymore. I'm so tired right now. But, you know, Sam had to drop out. You know, I mean, he wasn't feeling that good. And, you know, he had a positive COVID test. So, you know, that's why we, you know, take all these precautions. You know. No, shut up, John. Nobody fucking believes you.
John, no one gives a shit what you have to say, bro. Continue.
Oh, it's all right. No, it's just fucking stupid.
Fuck that guy. Continue.
Whatever. We have the screenshots. Whatever. He's going to pull a trap game. You know, it was a fake account. Some shit. I knew what he said, and I didn't appreciate it. There's no backpedaling now, dude. Anyways.
Don't worry about it, Gina. Continue. I'm sorry.
It's good. So, yeah, Bobo. You know, Bobo's good fucking warrior. You know, just awesome guy. Right down there in Florida. He's out of Smith Brother Management, and you know, they got a great group of people down there. So I'm just happy someone was available. They had blood work and everything else, and just ready to go. So you know, and then Howie, you know, yeah, Mark will be back. Howie is one of the he is originally from Belfast, New York, where the home of the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame is at, and he travels to all the events, you know, actually aside Scott Burt, and, you know, they present the knucklehead medallions to all of the winners that, you know, compete at these professional bare knuckle boxing events. So
yeah,
thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, right. I can't agree more with Ryan's statement. I mean, this is gonna be a fucking banger between you and Savage. So is the goal going to be like, what's the goal if you can get past Savage? Do you want to progress further? Perhaps a fight down the road with Christine? I mean, Christine's a friend of yours also. But,
I don't want to fight Christine.
Christine's a fucking bad
one. I ain't got one friend. I don't want those problems. You know what? That's her problem. Fuck, man. You know, just fight everybody out of the gate and fuck them all up. You know, nobody wants to fight her.
That entire division is just.
I don't want to build up. I'm getting too old. All right. You know, I got physical limitations and all this other crap. I'm just getting old.
You give so much of the fucking sport, too. I mean, you know, everyone you fought, you know, you're like the okay, I'm down for that, like type fighter where, you know, you're not going to tag the record.
Yeah. And I love it. No, I can't, you know, like I do this because I love it. I love the people. I love the memories. You know, I love the competition. I love, you know, working hard towards a goal, like achieving my goals. Sometimes I don't, you know, I mean, a win is, you know, great, but it's like, I would never get discouraged. You know what I mean? I would go out there, I'd give it my best. I would try, you know, I mean, I maybe wasn't as privileged as, you know, most people when it comes to like your health and, you know, life and everything. I'm a mom, two kids. I've always had to work. You know, I lived in the boom.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost her.
that was a great face to pause on, too.
That's my girl. Fucking awesome. She's tired. She's obviously working hard. I mean,
I'm going to try to reset her here.
Please do.
She knows the routine. She's used this service before, so.
Yep. BKFC December 11th. BKFC December 11th is going to be a fucking banger card. And she's a part of it. Fighting Jenny Savage, and it with everybody getting sick and everything, BKFC pulled a fucking hat trick and put together this incredible card.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I just want to know where you got your shirt from.
Windows would like an update. Fuck you.
Fuck Windows.
Where do I get one of those shirts?
I want that shirt.
These were like special made. I think Sal Ramos made them. I'm not sure. Lytle gave me this one. It's the Art on Lebeau and Jason Knight 2 bare knuckle shirt. That's one of my favorites. Yeah, I was just like, I was getting out of work and stuff, and I wanted to, I need to represent. I couldn't find my hat. I got a bare knuckle hat, but I threw a hat on work today because I didn't give a fuck today about fucking nothing.
What shirt are you going to wear when you fight? Are you going to wear Joe Biden's douchebag? Like, what are you going to wear?
No, we can't be political. We can't, like, I ruined that for everybody, I guess.
You ruined it for everybody.
And they scrapped it from the internet. You can't find that fight anywhere. You can find an image on Google. That's like it, you know.
Are you fucking serious?
What?
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah. You can even go on the BKF, you know the BKTV app, and go on like Bare Knuckle 5, and my fight's not even on. Wow.
No,
I'm sorry, Ivana. I'm sorry, Ivana. You know, well, it sucks for me and my opponent. I wouldn't have did that, or I would have censored it or something if I knew they were gonna fucking scratch our fucking shit off of fucking existence. They Hillary Clinton, that fight, it's gone. It's boom.
So I got to tell Matt, Sheena, I got to tell Matt the story. So I had all my people over to watch Sheena's fight, and she comes out with Hillary Clinton's a cunt. And I look at my phone, and I heard, boop, breaking news, Sheena Star wears.
I know. I didn't even think we were going to do that. I was just trying to fucking be funny and do something cool for my Navy SEAL friend, you know what I mean?
And you donated too. You donated the shirt because you're a goddamn.
I do it every one of them. Every one of them. I always donate my shirt. You know, I always like anytime you're given like a big platform or, you know, high platform attention like that, I think it's like almost my responsibility, or I feel it is. You know, I feel, you know, like I need to do something good with it. You know, so I always give back. You know, I've done veterans charities. Children's Hospital. My Mike Vick is a bitch shirt. That one went to an animal sanctuary, and I also donate a part of my my fight winnings too. I think I gave them like $1,400 or something like that for a pit bull rescue. So, you know, that's cool. You know, I just It's just when it goes on eBay, usually like 2 days later, you know, depending on my hands, you know, I'll fucking type. So I can fucking type something on there and, you know, and I put that up and, you know, just hope it's the right time. You know, this year's been hard too. So, you know, especially for a lot of these smaller charities, because they're not able to have these, you know, fundraising events. You know, COVID kind of fucking not kicked all. Everything in the ass. You know, they can't have fundraising events. They can't do spaghetti dinners. Any of the 5Ks, they can't do those either. They got to do like virtual ones and
fuck China. Know. Fucking
right,
China.
Right. So you know, it's just, it's hard on everybody. And it's also hard on the charities and stuff too. So, you know, do what I can for one of those. It's this one's the Grieving Kids Network. And what they do is it's a foundation that helps support kids of, you know, loss of their parents, regardless of how they're lost. Okay. Yeah. You know, or how they passed away, you know, some are very, you know, certain, or, you know, it just sucks. And both Jenny and myself have, both of our kids have lost their father right. one way or another. So I think that's something appropriate with this fight in particular. Yeah, for sure. So gonna do that. And I hope for a good turnout with that.
Someone just commented, are we ever going to see, Ryan just commented, are we ever going to see Paige Van Zandt versus Sheena Star?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it depends on how long she takes. I want to do a couple more fights, and then I think I'm going to go to the business side permanently. You know, it's I've juggled all that stuff, you know, all simultaneously while competing and, you know, working and being a mom and everything else for like so long. It's like, okay, I'm ready, I'm ready for that point. And, you know, I will, you know, I'll be doing cuts and, you know, I'm going to step over. I'm going to help with, you know, my sports agency, management and, you know, matchmaking and stuff a lot more too.
And you have so much you can contribute to the sport. I mean, you have a mind for fighting. You know, and beyond fighting, like, you've done so much to contribute to the sport, you know, from being a cut woman to, you know, promoting fights to like all this stuff. Like your end game should not be in the ring. I mean, after you leave the ring, you have so much behind the scenes that you can contribute, even a growing BKFC, because right now it's right. Growing your fan base. I mean, you have so much you can offer, Sheena.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I've been a licensed professional referee, promoter, matchmaker. I've been hired by the UFC to be an inspector, management, fighter. I'm a professional certified cut man. You know, it's just like you said, all of this shit, you know, I've done all of it. And I did that years ago. Years ago, I secured my future in the sport to always be around, you know, after competition. And I think that's something very important for a lot of competitors right now, you know, especially, I mean, this is your life. I mean, some people go into coaching. Okay. They open up gyms, they go into coaching and that, you know, and that seems to be an avenue, but that's just, not me. You know, I don't have the expertise to do that, you know, or the credentials to coach. You know, I can help out people at the gym and teach basics and stuff like that. But, you know, it's, can't coach that well. You know, I'm not certified for it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I could teach basics. I've been like a blue belt in jujitsu for 9 million years. You know, it's like, it's coaching's not me. Coaching's not me. I babysit fighters being a matchmaker and shit. It's just not for me. It's just,
I wouldn't tell yourself short. There are two fundamentals though. There is fighting, which obviously you have the jiu-jitsu coach, wrestling coach, boxing coach, everything. And then there's the other side thing. Cause I've seen the best fighters fall flat when they get into the ring and you can teach, like, you know, kind of ring presence and being entertaining and also not having those butterflies when you walk to the ring. You can take from your journey, you can teach far more, you know, pretty much
right Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bobo. I'm right with Bobo. Yeah, I make a better coach than a fighter. I'm just talking about the every single day grind, fighter, this, and, you know, and just, I mean, it takes a lot of time, man. It takes a lot of time. And, you know, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to dedicate myself 110%, whatever it is that I'm focusing on, and I'm going to do a very good job at it. You know, as far as, like, wanting to be a coach, you know, and go with that avid world, most school, they open up their own gym, they do this and that. That's just not for me. You know, I could do some things, but, you know, that as a whole is not for me. You know, I'm much better at coaching and helping out fighters and, you know, doing a lot of things on the business side and working corners than I am a fighter. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, and that's just, that's where my path is going to take me. Other people's paths will take them somewhere, but, you know, I have a plan. You know, I have a plan. I'm doing this after I'm done competing. And it, you know, like I said, it's so important, you know, to have that plan if you want to fucking stick around. Cause right. I mean, a lot of these guys get depressed, and it's really hard mentally after you're so used to being a competitor for so long, and then you're not anymore. And it's just like, you're trying to find purpose. You know, you have no social life, you know, all your friends are fight people. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we don't go out to bars. We don't, you know, not really. And it's just, you know, finding purpose for, you know, after that, so you can stay, you know, stay with the community and everything. So.
Right. And I'm going to wrap this up because obviously you're exhausted, but, you know, I have a great deal of respect for you for how much you've given to the sport. As a competitor, as a businesswoman, as a cut lady, as everything you do, you know, you've given the support. But anybody you want to give shout outs to, obviously the fight's going down December 11th. I'm excited for it. But anybody you want to give shout outs to, any sponsors? I leave the floor to you, my friend.
Goat Combat Sports Agency, Vince and Scott. They're awesome. They're the first agency I've ever signed with at all, you know, because I don't trust anybody because most shady ass motherfuckers in this sport. You know what I mean? It's a big ass ocean and we're just guppies in this bitch. You know what I mean? But these guys aren't shady. They take real good care of their people. They're knowledgeable. They got the connections and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to those guys. Shout out to BKFC, David Feldman, Nate Shook, Katie Shook, you know, Dave Jr. And, you know, all the staff there, because these guys have to jump through hoops and it's a logistic fucking nightmare. And not to mention that costs a lot of money to put on events right now during this pandemic. Okay.
Yeah.
Mind you, no other combat sport has fans in attendance that are able to put on fights right now. And there's a reason for that. It's a fucking pain in the ass. So, you know, if you see a bare knuckle post or, you know, Feldman's post or anything, just give them a sentence. Tell them fucking thank you. You know what I mean? It's keeping all of us busy. It's keeping all of us paid. And these guys are really working their asses off. You know what I mean? To do that. Make sure you download the BKTV app. You can get it you can download the app for free. The Google Play Store. You can get it on the Apple Store. You can even get it on Amazon Prime and all your smart devices, and it's like $3.99 a month. It's like cheaper for the cost of one pay-per-view used to be. I mean, you got months and months and months of, you know, this awesome service. And that
while you're in there, download the Fight Mixer app. It's free too.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there you go. Well, this one, what the fuck am I talking on right now? The Fight Mixer app. You know what I mean? So yeah. Just go in there, and it's got all the Toe the Line series. So you're not only getting, you know, all the bare knuckle fight, you know, all their shows, you get past shows, you get interviews, you get weigh-ins, you get press conferences. You get all the big titty page shit, all that's on there, you know? So you're really getting your money's worth, you know, on that, you know? So thank you Bare Knuckle for that. Thank you Gary Grant Jr. for always making sure we have a safe and just awesome fucking platform to fight on. Anybody doesn't know Gary Grant Jr. is, he's the builder and the creator of the squared circle. He made that, and it travels with him in a pickup in a big old box truck. And, you know, they work their ass off putting that thing up, taking it down, making sure it's good for us every single time. And his standards are high. So, I appreciate that. Scott Burt, and Howie and everybody over at the Police Gazette Boxing Corporation and the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame. Scott spends a lot of time, those little medallions that he has, mm-hmm. they're handmade by him. He makes them at his kitchen table. Okay. They're all numbered and labeled, and he handcrafts those, and his mother-in-law is sewing the ribbons on there. So it's like a nice little, it's a nice little family deal, you know? So that's good. I mean, there's so many people to be appreciative for, but you know, last is, you know, Jenny, I appreciate you. I appreciate, your willingness and warrior spirit and, just being a good, legitimate, you know, athlete. I know I got my work cut out with you. You know, I know, she's younger, she's faster. So it's going to be, I'm going to have to play my cards right. I'm gonna play my cards right. She's definitely, she's no joke. And, I welcome it because I don't fight cans. So, I'm appreciative of it. And, I look forward to seeing you, Jenny, and I'll see you when we fly in. I think you fly in on Wednesday too. So I will, I'll see you there, girl. Give you a nice little couple hugs before we get into fight mode. Shit, we go out to eat if you want, because I know we both ain't cutting no weight.
You guys aren't.
I'll buy dinner. I've been working a lot, so now I got a little extra money.
You're gonna do fucking awesome. I can't wait to watch you. And a friend of yours and a friend of mine, so I'm gonna be rooting for both of you guys. And I can't wait to watch your fight December 11th. Sheena, thank you very much for joining me once again and talking to us.
Thank you, David. You guys are great. And I don't know if you've had the Misfit on yet, but give her a nice big warm welcome. She is definitely the toughest of the tough. I love that girl. And I'm looking forward to her next fight. I know they won't give her Paige right away. And I mean, that's understandable. They want Paige to get her feet wet a little bit. I mean, I don't know. When Helen came to BKFC, she had to fight the champ on the first fucking rip. You know what I mean? But yeah. Helen also isn't the baby with a $1 million contract either. So I get that too. They don't want her to get fucking slaughtered for her first fight, and then her stock's gonna fucking plummet, you know what I mean? Christine cuts everybody she fights, so I don't think she's fought anybody without splitting them open six ways from Sunday, because I've seen it, because I'm usually the cut man. So she's definitely a tough competitor, and she grinds. She's working out every day. There's no days off for that girl, whether she has a fight or not. I mean, nothing changes in her fight camp besides your diet a little bit, like, you know. So lots of respect to her. She works so hard and, you know, deserves everything good that comes to her as well. So looking forward to seeing Misfit. I believe she's coming down too.
All right. Well, we'll see you there in Biloxi. I'll be there. So we've got to wrap this up, but thanks a lot, man, for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I'm gonna go to bed. I'm tired.
All right.
I gotta work in the morning.
Thanks for coming on, and we'll be cheering you on. Thank you so much. All right. So join us on the part two. We're going to post the link, but Christine, number one, the Misfit, is going to be coming on. So come on the next show.
Perfect.